I do acknowledge that that whole blackface culture has, there is no place for that in Nova Scotia, nor in our culture as well. And the intent behind that, there was no malicious intent whatsoever. This is a tradition, a Dutch tradition that I grew up with, and never, ever in my deepest heart ever thought that this would be portrayed in this manner. Now looking back at it, I guess I can see how the blackface prospect is unacceptable within in today's culture and today's society, and I think we're going to work towards finding that solution.
What for you has been the balance, I guess, between looking at this, as you say, from your cultural background, but then also, obviously, this new role for you as a politician, and what maybe is or isn't acceptable for a politician? How has that balance been for you?
I'll be honest. It's been incredibly hard, because this is... I didn't sign up for this. This is my... I did this because I wanted to better Nova Scotia, and finding that balance between... Sorry, guys, I'm really sorry. Finding that balance between an MLA and being at Yoakum Strike is... I feel that that's gone. I do. I truly do. And so I have to be respectful that I represent every culture and no longer Yoakum Strike. And I guess that's... You know, that... I'm okay with that because that's what I signed up with. But this... This is, today has been, as you can see, I'm pretty upset, because this is not what I meant at all. And it hurts in many ways.